From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. A group of Germantown residents have filed a legal challenge to the town planning board's decision to approve the construction of a Dollar General store on Route 9G, just north of Main Street. The Article 78 proceeding was filed last month, naming as defendants the planning board, the Dollar General developer, Primex Properties, and Paul and Henrietta D'Souza, owners of the property slated to be subdivided for development. The petitioners, Arthur M. Cady, Elizabeth M. Cawley, Carol Neville, Karen Targove, Angela Alzuski, Douglas Trapp, and William Kimmel, are represented by attorneys Warren S. Raplansky. Acting Rensselaer County Supreme Court Judge Henry Zwank will adjudicate the matter. The petitioners argue their objections to the constructions, and I quote, were generated by the fact that the property on which this Dollar General store was to be sited is presently, for the most part, undeveloped and provides the Germantown community with one of the most prominent, unobstructed view of the Hudson River Corridor and the Catskill Mountains, end quote. They allege that after designating it as a lead agency for the State Environmental Quality Review, the planning board failed in its duty by designating the responsibilities for that review to Primex and its consultants. They also accused the board of failing to take a, and I quote, hard look, end quote, at the environmental impacts of the project. Other charges include an alleged failure to comply with the state's open meeting law when the planning board failed to provide notice or minutes of a so-called workshop meeting in February. The defendants must file their responding papers by October 12th. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Audrey Matan is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. The Greenville Town Board has moved ahead with securing the necessary funding for four necessary town improvements. The town sidewalk project, the repair and restoration of stained glass windows at the Prevost Hall, replacement of fuel pumps at the Highway Department, and a replacement maintenance building for the Buildings and Grounds Department are among the projects in need of financing. Town Supervisor Paul Mako reported last month, and I quote, "We received a $50,000 grant to do those stained glass windows, but have to pay up front and then get reimbursed. What I'm running up against with the sidewalk project and with the stained glass, these projects, sometimes the time frame to get reimbursed takes months. The same thing with the sidewalk project. We send them in, we get an 80% reimbursement on the bills," end quote. The town board agreed to the financing offered by the Bank of Greene County, which offered the lowest interest rate available. The town board has authorized three bond resolutions for the four projects, totaling approximately $288,000. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Wendy Labrador and Sarah Klein are reporting for the Times Union. Rensselaer Fire Chief Bill Hummel has ordered his crew of 18 volunteers to stay out of burning buildings. Mayor Daniel Dwyer said a complaint by a disgruntled firefighter to the State Public Employees Safety Health Bureau that volunteers were behind on mandated training led to the chief's decision. Mayor Daniel Dwyer said, and I quote, "The training will be upgraded. We will do it in a couple of weeks," end quote. Michael Stammel, one of the volunteer firefighters and a Rensselaer County legislator, said the restriction placed on volunteers and not on the 12 paid firefighters is the latest in an ongoing battle between the volunteers and members of Paid Firefighters Union. Stammel alleges the paid staff is trying to squeeze out the volunteers, an effort that escalated into a 2016 lawsuit filed by Rensselaer Professional Firefighters Local 2643 against the volunteers. The suit seeks to restore city funds to the paid staff that were intended for equipment and other things the volunteers needed. Stammel said that he and most of the other volunteer firefighters have not received annual training and tests, including hazardous material, workplace violence, training, and fitness tests for years. The Commissioner of Public Works, Dominic Taglinto, said that all the volunteers will receive an 8-hour refresher course in two separate sessions this week and next. The volunteers can then be allowed to go back inside burning buildings. Dwyer said the dispute between fire department factions has been exaggerated. He said, and I quote, "We have fights. It's been handed over to the lawyers," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flash flood watch for much of eastern New York and western New England, stretching from the Saratoga and Glen Falls region to the Mid-Hudson Valley and Taconics. The watch is effective from late September 17th through September 18th. Tropical moisture from the remnants of Hurricane Florence will overspread the region with rain, and that rain will be heavy at times. 1 to 3 inches of rainfall is expected, although locally higher amounts are possible. Flash flooding is possible, especially for urban areas, creeks and small streams, and areas that have already experienced flooding in the recent weeks. Flash flooding is a dangerous situation, according to the National Weather Service, and residents are urged to monitor later forecasts and be prepared to take action should flash flood warnings be issued. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.